thank you for joining us for this episode of Journey Now, produced by Journey Church in Brentwood, Tennessee. Join us online or in person on Sundays at 9:30 and 11 a.m. For more information on Journey Church and our gatherings, visit journeytn.com.
Welcome, everybody, to the Journey Now podcast. I'm Grant, and I'm part of the team at Journey Church in Brentwood, Tennessee. As our country faces a difficult and divisive election next week, the Journey community will be focusing on fasting and prayer. Of course, we'll be praying for our leaders on both sides of the political aisle, for our country, for healing, for reconciliation. But the bigger point in everything we're doing is to reaffirm our identities in Christ and to remind ourselves of our true citizenship in God's kingdom. So next week, we'll have some special podcasts to help guide us through our prayers. In the meantime, I want to share an episode of Journey Now that originally aired on May 4th. In that message, Pastor Susie Lynn gives a deeper understanding of guided prayer practices. So here's Susie with today's Journey Now.
Hello, and welcome to Journey Now. This is Susie Lind, and I'm the formation pastor here at Journey Church, and I only teach and speak about what I'm currently learning. That thing for me right now is a deeper understanding of prayer, and specifically guided prayer practices that can help us in our spiritual formation. Prayer in its simplest form is just having a conversation with God. But let's face it, for many of us, prayer can be awkward. We might try to spend time in prayer or meditation alone, and then in the silence, we get distracted by the gazillion thoughts running through our minds. Or to pray out loud with someone or in a group or a village might feel uncomfortable, especially if we haven't had that much experience with praying out loud. Well, this is why it's important to think of prayer as a practice. It's a spiritual practice. It's not something we master, but rather something that we do, and we do it repeatedly so that we can learn from it and grow in it. Guided prayer can take on many forms, and it can be used for different types of prayer, like, for example, listening prayer, where we stop and we practice listening for the voice of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We might listen through a scripture reading and just practice listening for God's voice in that. Or an intercessory prayer, where we pray on behalf of other people. Or corporate prayer, when we pray together as a group of believers for the body of Christ and for the world. Or even breath prayers can be guided, like the way Tim Timmons guides us in breath prayers when he guides us to breathe in Jesus and breathe out, "You have my attention." We can even use guided prayer for welcoming prayers, which is an ancient practice of attempting to bring our whole self as the temple of God with our mind, body, and emotions fully engaged, becoming aware of those things and how we're relating to God in and through our mind, body, and emotions. It might also be helpful to think of guided prayer as a mini Sabbath in the midst of everyday life. It's an experience to be had and a moment to stop doing and be still with Jesus. It makes room for noticing and paying attention to where God is present with us, how he may be speaking, guiding, and leading us as we notice our own posture, our thoughts and emotions, and what they are revealing to us about what we believe and think about God. It's a prayer of openness and surrender to him. In essence, what makes a guided prayer is a guide, someone or something that is leading you through a practice of prayer. It's particularly useful when you just want to be with God and need help getting your focus or giving him your attention. Think about the Lord's Prayer. In Luke chapter 11, verse 1, Jesus responds to the disciples' request to teach them how to pray. And then in Matthew's account, in chapter 6, he guides them to pray and teaches them that prayer is not about being eloquent or showing off how spiritual you are. Rather, it's about coming to your Father in heaven who loves you and welcomes you exactly as you are and invites you to be with him. It starts with us hallowing his name. If we were to use the Lord's Prayer as our guide, it would begin with us hallowing his name, honoring God, acknowledging him and his power and attributes that reveal themselves in our lives. And then we move to seeing God as our provision, naming our need and asking God to intervene with our need right here and now, bringing heaven to earth. We then move to realignment, where we ask God for forgiveness and help in forgiving those who have hurt us. And this releases us from being bound to things like offense and a wounded spirit. What we often experience at Journey, specifically toward the end of our gatherings, in response to the messages we hear, is a guided prayer. But here's the thing, it can be done anywhere at any time, not just in a church gathering. There are dozens of wonderful prayer apps available to us now that can guide us. And there are ancient practices like the Examen, which is a prayer that helps us find the movement of God in all the people and events of our daily lives. The way we like to use it is to help us become more aware of God's presence in our lives. We use it to hear from Him. We might use it to reflect on His written word and grow in our relationship with God through that. And most certainly, we can use guided prayer to love others well through our prayers. I hope you'll join me next time on the Journey Now podcast so we can walk through an actual practice together. But for today, let's do a short one. I want to invite you now to join me in praying the Lord's Prayer through the voice translation in Matthew 6, verses 10 through 13. So if you would, just find a spot wherever you are to sit and be comfortable. Become aware of your breath. Take a deep breath in and release it out. And I'm going to move slowly through this passage. And as I move through the passage, maybe capture the words, your own words that come to mind. And you can listen to me read and you can pray along with me. But as the thoughts come in your mind, don't dismiss them, but capture them and consider what God might be speaking to you in the midst of this. Our Father in heaven, let your name remain holy. God, bring about your kingdom and manifest your will here on earth as it is manifest in heaven. Give us each day that day's bread. No more, no less. And forgive us our debts as we forgive those who owe us something. Kind Father, we ask that you would lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And let your kingdom be, and let it be powerful and glorious forever. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn